On the 21st of May in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, a woman was killed by two black bears. The victim was Glenda Ann Bradley, who lived nearby in Cosby, Tennessee. An autopsy has now been done, and a park official terms this an unprovoked attack, the first recorded fatal black bear attack in the southeastern parks. After Bradley's body was found, park rangers shot and killed the bears. Bob Miller is a park ranger and a biologist in the Great Smokies.
About 2 o'clock on that Sunday afternoon, the victim, Miss Bradley, and her ex-husband, Ralph Hill, hiked up into the park about 2.5 miles from the trailhead. And the idea is that he would go do some trout fishing, and she wasn't an angler, so apparently she would take the time to wander around and do some sightseeing and sit by the river and just kind of recreate up there while he was fishing. About an hour after they arrived, he came back after doing some fishing, looked for her, found her backpack abandoned along the trail, undisturbed, and then after some checking around, found her body about 70 yards from there, and there were still two bears hovering in the area over her body at that time.
An autopsy has ruled out, at least temporarily for the time being, foul play?
Yeah, that's right. We've really done two things. First off, we needed to make sure that the two bears had actually preyed upon the victim, and a necropsy of the two bears showed that they did indeed. Both bears had been feeding on the woman's body, but we weren't sure at that point whether they actually caused her death. Well, at this point, we've got a preliminary opinion by the pathologist who did the autopsy that her death was caused by exsanguination, blood loss, basically, due to injuries consistent with attack by bears.
You had an adult female bear and a yearling. If she had become between the yearling and the adult female, what would have happened?
Well, what normally happens in a situation is that the adult will make a bluff charge at the person, snap their jaws and stomp the ground and huff and puff to get the human to give her space. And in most of the encounters between bears with cubs, that's all it takes. And we will occasionally, over in rare instances, have somebody that will actually get bitten or swatted by a female in that sort of situation. But serious attacks don't seem to happen that way. And, of course, serious attacks are very rare altogether.
And most attacks in the Smokies, I gather, involve food in some way, yet you had food in a backpack a few yards away on the trail.
That's correct. You know, we don't have a lot of injuries from bears here. It averages about one, maybe two a year tops. And in every instance, there's an issue where either the bear has been fed either by the individual that gets bitten or swatted, or maybe somebody else has. But the squabble is over the food itself, and once the food is provided, the people are left alone. In this instance, the bears apparently had no interest in the food in the backpack, although there were some open candy bars and food sent in that day pack. So if they'd have wanted food, they could have got it in there instead. But that's not apparently the way it came down.
What is the best guess as to what happened?
The best guess is that these bears, for one reason or another, decide to perceive this woman as prey. And we certainly have plenty of instances in this park where bears will attack and kill deer and wild hogs and anything else that they can take down. In fact, we've always been kind of curious as to why this doesn't happen more often than it does. What is it that normally keeps bears from attacking humans? We're really not clear on, because the potential, I think, has always been there.
Mr. Miller, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ranger Bob Miller talking with us from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.